You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Friday, June 18th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me next week, next Friday, to get in on the action. Locker Room is changing the way we talk sports. Sorry I couldn't get live today, working through some technical difficulties on my computer. But we have an episode anyway, of course, because this is Locked On Twins. 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. I'm Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you that 5 days a week full of coverage. It's Prospect Friday, and I want to introduce Prospect Friday every week. And I was really excited for the minor league season, but now that the Twins are clearly out of contention, we have to turn our focus, not completely, you know, still going to do 5 days a week talking about Twins games and developments for the Twins, but somewhat to what's coming, because it's such a key part of whether the Twins feel and whether we feel like the Twins can compete in 2022. And so we need to focus on who's coming, how close they are, and how they're doing in the minor leagues. I re-ranked my top 21 Twins prospects. Alex Kirilloff is going to graduate soon. Ryan Jeffers is going to graduate soon. And we have a new number one. It's Trevor Larnach. Since May 24th, Trevor Larnach for the Twins hitting .311, .417 on base, .475 slugging percentage for an .892 OPS. I think the main thing with Larnach has been that clearly, I mean, I will eat my words. Like, early on, I thought he was overmatched. I didn't think he was ready to be up in Minnesota. But his professional approach, he's such a professional hitter. And you can, I know I hate that term. A lot of people hate that term. Of course, he's a professional hitter. But just his at-bats, his quality of at-bat is something that has stuck out since the minute he's been up. And the .417 on-base percentage since May 24th sticks out. He's going to be a high on-base, you know, at his best, high on-base, high slug, high OPS guy, and just a good hitter. And throughout his college career, minor league career, he's a spray hitter. He's going to go to left field, go to center, go to right. The question was, and he worked on this a lot, was can he pull the ball on inside pitches with authority? And I think he's pulling the ball a little too much, honestly, which I think is a good and a bad thing. But he can adjust and get back to his full fields approach, all three fields. He's going to be a heck of a hitter, and he's going to walk a ton. He's going to get on base a ton. I mean, even Trevor Larnach could be a number two hitter in the future for the Twins, honestly, with the way that he takes his at-bats against lefties and righties. That's another thing, another reason he's the Twins' top prospect for me right now, because he hits lefties so well, and he seems so comfortable in the box against left-handed pitching. Guys like him, it's usually not like that. You know, a power left-handed hitter, it's not as much that he's comfortable. You know, a lot of those guys are not comfortable against left-handed pitching, especially when they first get up, but that's certainly not the case with Trevor Larnach, and he's now my number one prospect. I think he's looked absolutely fantastic for the Twins. I think he's given the Twins more than what they could have even imagined, and I think he's such a key part of the future. And I think we'll continue, and I'll continue to be grateful that the Twins did not trade Trevor Larnach in any sort of deal in 2019 or 2020, because he was in some ways the forgotten prospect, with Alex Kirilloff being as good as he was in 2018 and how excited everyone was about Alex Kirilloff, and he's been good too. But Trevor Larnach was a little bit forgotten. I think he would have been, of course, you know, of probably the one or first or second best prospect in the Twin system if not for Kirilloff. Larnach looks great, and he's my new number one. Another riser, I mean, Jordan Balazovic, since coming back, has looked really great. Two starts ago, not his best, but Tuesday he goes 4 1/3, just two hits, no runs, a walk, 8 strikeouts. I love his energy on the mound. Balazovic, he's huge, first of all. I think the rotation in the future with Balazovic and Duran and Winder and Cantorino, it's going to be large. Like, these guys are huge. Balazovic is like 6'5", 6'6". Duran 6'5", 240 or whatever. Like, he's huge. These guys are huge. And Balazovic has like this dominating presence about him, him and Duran. That's why I'm so excited about those two. And I watched Balazovic get out of a bases loaded jam. I think there was an error and then that one walk and then a hit and the bases were loaded. He worked his way out of it with a strikeout and he was just fired up. He looks like a competitor and he looks like a mainstay for the future in the Twins rotation. I'm really excited about him. If he keeps pitching well, and they're ramping him back up after he started the year late with, I think he had back tightness or some sort of strain. But he, if he continues to pitch well and he gets ramped up, I think there's a good chance you're going to see him in Minnesota this year. And you should, because this should be the season where you find out whether Balazava can help you right away next year and start the year in the rotation, right? And Duran as well. And we'll see if those guys, if you can pencil them in to the rotation next year. And there's going to be some risk in that, but if you get a look at them at the high minor levels and then you bring them up and they look good in Minnesota, even for a month, you can start to base the rotation a little bit around those guys or even have them as like the sixth or seventh options next year. And if not, like then you know you need to go out and get more rotation pieces until they develop and are more ready. And Yoan Duran, that could be the case right now for him. His last nine innings pitched, he's got 10 walks, 8 strikeouts, 8 earned runs. Duran's been he's been struggling in his last nine innings. Hopefully he bounces back, finds the command of his off-speed stuff again, and gets back to his dominating ways. A riser for me, Aaron Sabato, Twins 2020 first-round pick. His last seven games, he's hit only .238, but a .484 on-base percentage and is slugging .429. He's got a double and a homer in his last seven games. I think Sabato, what he's shown for Fort Myers is an advanced approach as well, similar to Larnach, where he's walking a ton. He's got a 22% walk rate. I think that shows that he sees the ball really well, and it's only a matter of time before that power that you saw at North Carolina really shines through for Sabato. I'm excited about him. Josh Winder, I mean, he's up to 8 on my prospect list and probably was outside of my top 20, you know, coming into this year. 6 innings, 3 hits, an earned run, 0 walks, 7 strikeouts in his last outing on the season. 8 games started, 2.16 ERA, 50 strikeouts, and 8 walks for Josh Winder. He's been a star for Wichita. That rotation is really, really good, and they have a stud in their lineup as well. Let's talk about him after the break. Today's episode of Locked On Twins is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free long cut and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. It's the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry white pouches, nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On team listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to www.fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Just $1 and free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew. FullyLoadedChew.com. I think the minor league hitter of the year so far for the Twins, it could be Jermaine Palacios who's crushing the ball for Wichita as well. But I think Jose Miranda, with the way he swung the bat, since June 1st, Miranda's hitting .311 with a .382 on base percentage, is slugging .475. He's a Puerto Rican native, 8.8% walk rate, and an 11.8% strikeout rate since June 1st. Jose Miranda leads the AA Central in total bases. He ranks 6th in OPS, and he has the lowest strikeout rate in the league. So this is not a right-handed hitter who's selling out. You know, he's not striking out at a 30% clip. He's striking out at like a 10% clip, and it's the lowest in the league. I mean, he's not striking out, and he's getting on. He's leading the league in total bases. The power's there. Miranda's been a stud, and a huge part of that is he's crushing left-handed pitching. He's 17 for 41 with 4 homers and 2 doubles against left-handed pitching. He's still good against righties, hitting .281, .359 on base, .447 slug, 4 doubles, 5 homers, and 131 plate appearances. But you can already envision Miranda, you know, he can play third, second, some shortstop, first base, you know, all around the infield. You can envision his spot where he's like spelling Luis Arraez in the future against left-handed pitching if he doesn't develop completely against righties at the big league level. But I think as a big right-handed hitter with good discipline, doesn't strike out a lot, good contact skills, I think he's going to be really good against left-handed pitching in his career at the very least, you know, as a role player against left-handed pitching. But right now he looks anything but that. He's a fast riser. He's moving his way up, and I think you're going to see him at AAA soon, and I think there's a chance you see him in Minnesota as well if things continue to go so poorly for the Twins and for a lot of their position players. I think Miranda is, for me, the most impressive. Him and Winder, the most impressive this year so far. And Larnach. I mean, Larnach doing it at the big league level, but he was already a top prospect. Miranda and Winder have really shot up the charts this year with the performances, and it's not happening. It's like it's not happening at Fort Myers at low A. They're doing this in Wichita, you know, pitcher-friendly league for Miranda, and he's just crushing the ball. Very exciting. I'm excited about Jose Miranda. I'm excited that he can play multiple positions in the infield, and I think again, I think there's a chance you're going to see him this year. Another guy, Bailey Ober. I mean, we've seen Ober his last three starts for the Twins, 13 innings, 2.08 ERA, 17 strikeouts, and just one walk. You've seen that command that he has. And you can start to look, like you look up and down this prospect list, you look at these risers and guys who you're excited about, who I'm excited about, and you can see them start to fill in roster spots for the future, right? You can start to see like Bailey Ober slide into the rotation. You can see Jose Miranda finding his way onto the 26-man roster in whatever role. You can see Josh Winder even next year or the year after with his great command as well, finding a way in to the rotation. I mean, Sabato's a little further off. I think Balazovic maybe a little bit further off, but he's at Double A too. Larnach's already on the team. Duran's at Triple A. These guys are coming, and they're coming soon, and especially the guys who are really thriving. Another one at Wichita, right-handed pitcher Cole Sands from Florida State. His last four starts, 19 and a third, 29 strikeouts, a 2.33 ERA, and nine walks. Walks have been a little bit of an issue for Sands, but, I mean, he's been tremendous his last four times out. There's another right-handed pitcher for you in the pipeline. There's potential there. Little check-in on Brent Rooker, who I've ranked 15th now. Since June 1st, he's hitting 217 for the Saints, but on base 357, slugging 500. Not good. He's striking out in 35% of his at-bats for St. Paul, walking in 14%. Three true outcomes is a thing for Brent Rooker. I mean, home run, walk, and strikeout. And that's kind of the profile he's always had. But the question was, like, is he going to have a 35% strikeout rate, or is he going to have, like, a 28% strikeout rate? And there's a big difference in that, and the walk rate as well. But he's striking out too much for St. Paul. Power's there. I think he'll be back up this year. But I'm a little discouraged by what's happening with Brent Rooker down there and for the Saints. Spencer Steer's been great since June 1st, 365 on base. He's slugging 597, walking in 16%. Of his plate appearances for Cedar Rapids. Spencer Steer has been really good. It's another infielder who can play multiple positions, right-handed hitter. Miziel Urbina, his last six games, he's more of a higher upside, younger prospect for the Twins, hitting 304, 385 on base, slugging 478, six strikeouts, three walks in his last six games. Talk about younger, talented, exciting Twins prospects. Wander Javier. It's the last time you heard that name. Wander Javier, of course, he was hyped. I mean, he was signed for a big bonus coming out of, I think, the Dominican Republic. He's in Cedar Rapids at High A. His last 100 plate appearances, and this is one of his best stretches in the minor leagues. He's gone through a lot of injury issues. There was no season last year. Strikeout rates have been way too high. You know, just trying to get through a lot of adversity, the shortstop, with, again, tons of talent for Wander Javier. In his last 100 plate appearances, he's hitting 293 with a 340 on base percentage. And the biggest thing, slugging 598. Strikeout rate, 25%. That's very manageable. He's walking in 6% of his at-bats, or his plate appearances, excuse me. Wander Javier, if he continues to keep this thing up, that would be a big development for the Twins. But, I mean, you just see what these risers, it's exciting. I mean, they fill in where Royce Lewis is hurt, and if he can come back and continue on a path of to Minnesota, if Duran can bounce back, I mean, that's in addition to Larnach already being a contributor for the Twins. Balazovic very close. Cantorino, who's on the injured list, if he can come back healthy, would be huge. You talk about Gilberto Celestino, who hasn't looked great for the Twins, but certainly was a premature call-up. And then the Winders, the Mirandas, the Obers, the Sand, you can see all these guys filling in, and it's exciting. I mean, it's a deep system. We've been saying that for years, deep of guys who can be potential major league contributors, and you're seeing that upside at the top. A lot of that upside is going to lie, I think, in Royce Lewis and Yoan Duran, who are probably the most talented prospects in the system, at least in the top half, just Duran with his pure stuff, 99-100 on the fastball, and then Royce Lewis, just, you know, potential five-tool player. They're the most talented, and the upside kind of lies with those two, and right now it's not looking great with them, but you see the depth of the system. You see how deep it goes of potential major league contributors, and I think that's the biggest takeaway. Let's talk about another standout after the break. Stonks, memes, rocket ships. Day trading can be a lot of fun, but if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront. Instead, investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonmlb to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb and get started today. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar has 12 original flavors, but they've added 6 new flavors as well. And these improved Built Bars are even deliciouser. Plus, Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, full of protein, full of fiber, and great for a keto diet. And the peanut butter bar, only 5 grams of net carbs for a type 1 diabetic like me. That is huge. Plus, right now, Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, so listen closely. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you also get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. My favorite flavors include the coconut almond, the peanut butter, the banana bread. Use promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. Jermaine Palacios was traded, part of the package for Jake Odorizzi back when the Twins traded for Odo from Tampa. Palacios, in his last 101 plate appearances for Wichita, he's listed at 145 pounds. He's slugging .575 in his last 101 plate appearances, hitting .338 in that span, .465 on base. He's a little bit older for a prospect. I think he's 25, but strikeout rate, just 19%, under 19%, and his walk rate's nearly 16%, 5 homers, 4 doubles in his last 101 plate appearances. Palacios has been outstanding for Wichita. I want to see more from him because he's not a highly touted prospect, but if he can come up and continue to progress, that would be awesome as well. Let's talk about who's starting. Josh Winder is going to start today against Springfield. He's going to start Friday. Yoan Duran Sunday at home. Sounds like he's matched up for that day. Jordan Balazovic is going to pitch Sunday versus Springfield. And then Cole Sand's going to go Saturday versus Springfield. That Wichita rotation is tough right now. I mean, I wouldn't want to face them with Balazovic and Winder and Sands, how well they've been pitching as of late. But that's when you're going to see the prospects this weekend. Duran, that one's not confirmed yet, but that would be 5 days out. It would be Sunday. Balazovic, his name is listed for Sunday, and Sands is listed for Saturday for Wichita. And then Winder, I mentioned, is going today. So those are your prospects. That's the check-in for this Friday. Let's talk about the Twins series. They're playing Texas this weekend. Sounds like Max Kepler has joined them in Texas after his rehab stint. Wasn't great for the Saints, but we've seen from Max, like, awful spring training. Didn't really mean much at the beginning of the year. It'll be good for the Twins to get him back. You know, they certainly need another left-handed hitter, I think, and especially if Donaldson's going to miss a couple days or Simmons is going to miss a couple days, especially Donaldson because he's a top of the order, middle of the order guy. It'll be good to get Max back offensively and defensively. I don't know if they'll run him right out there in center field right away. Maybe they will if they think he's healthy enough to do so, but that'll be an opportunity to get Gilberto Celestino potentially back down to AAA or to AA and have him develop a little bit more down there. Celestino, I mean, he's really talented. He's a great defender in center. We haven't seen those plays with the Twins, but I think his bat was progressing. And as I said, it was a premature call-up. He's still really young and raw. I think he's a couple years away from being a major league contributor. But there's reason to be excited about Celestino. And these 10 games for the Twins shouldn't sap that excitement because I think he's on his way and he's very talented as well. So, yes, Texas this weekend. Jose Barrios is going to go tonight against Mike Foltynewicz. Jose's been great, and this is a key time for him. We talked about the potential extension last night and why I think the next couple weeks the Twins should approach him about an extension, and they should try to get that done before the trade deadline, of course. But he's going to go tonight in Texas at the new Globe Life Park. I think that's the Twins. It's the first time they're going to play there tonight. Texas not good, but the Twins aren't either. We've seen when they play teams like this, they certainly do play down to that competition. I know certainly we've seen teams probably get excited to face the Minnesota Twins at times. But if they can get Buxton back soon, it doesn't sound like he's going to be back soon. It sounds like it might be even like a week or two, and he might go on another rehab stint. Could be longer than that after the setback with the hip. But Kepler will help. I mean, now that Ober's in the rotation, that'll help. Now that Maeda's back, he's going to go Sunday. That should help. There should be some stabilization here, at least for the time being, where the Twins can try to play around 500 ball. You know, just try to win every other game. And I think they can do that with how the roster is stabilized a little bit after some of these guys have come back, Arias back, Kepler back. Hopefully Donaldson's okay. But this should be a fun series. Again, it's Foltynewicz tonight, Allard tomorrow. Twins are to be determined for tomorrow. I don't know if that's Hap's spot in the rotation. That's something to watch as well. Sunday is going to be Maeda against Dane Dunning, the former White Sox prospect and pitched last year. Pitched very well against the Twins last year, and I think he went against them this year and was okay. Next week, we're looking at Cincinnati, Tyler Molle going. He's been really good for Cincinnati Monday, and then Miley Tuesday. We'll have episodes next week breaking down those games. But main takeaway from Prospect Friday is that there's a lot of risers, a lot of guys to be excited about. And even at the top and, you know, deep into the system as well, Trevor Larnach, I mentioned. I think Twins fans should, if they can, watch these starts from Jordan Balazovic. And I think you're going to be impressed with not only his stuff. I mean, he's got 95-96 with a great curveball. But you're going to be impressed with his presence. I mean, he brings a presence to the mound, and he's confident, and he's fired up, and he's got that energy. And Yoan Duran's the same way, that dominating presence. Those two, I'm super excited about. I can't say it enough how excited I am about Yoan Duran and Jordan Balazovic. I think they're going to be contributors really, really soon for the Twins. And that's the main – that's what we're focused on. We're focused on who can come help pitch. And I agree, like, it's time for Derek Falvey and for this regime – to start producing pitching prospects. And Bailey Ober's the start of it. He's looked really, really good. Want to see him continue that. And it's going to, you know, continue on, hopefully, with Balazovic and Duran and Cantorino and Winder and all these guys. And when you can produce guys like this that are under team control for 6 years at very cheap, you know, cheap numbers right now, maybe after the CBA that'll change, but it allows you to build around elsewhere. It allows you to feel a little better about the Donaldson contract being on the books because you're paying Jordan Balazovic to be an effective starter for you. You're paying him $650,000. You're paying Duran $650,000. You know, you're paying these guys very little to be on the roster. And that's why developing and producing from the system is so important because of that team control and because of just the cheapness of those deals and how that can help you from a roster building perspective. It helps you build. I mean, it helps you compete. And I think you're going to see guys start to come through, and especially pitching prospects come through. I focused on them a lot, but Jose Miranda has, I can't say enough about Miranda. He's just been a star for Wichita. And I expected like his strikeout rate to be high with the power numbers that he's put up, but no, his power is strikeout rate's very, very low. And there's really some exciting guys in here, and we'll talk about them again next Friday. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Starts from all those guys. Check out the minor league reports at twinsdaily.com. And maybe enjoy the Twins this weekend. Hopefully they can get a series win for the first time in like 10 years. They can win a series, and hopefully they do that with Maeda and Barrios both going. Want to see more out of Kenta and see if he can be a little bit more consistent with his stuff and with his command. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. We will be back Monday. Join me then. We'll talk about the Texas series. We'll talk about Balazovic's start, Duran's start, Winder's start. We'll talk about all those things next week. Join me then.